Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And cash contest done, right? Because we're not afraid to pay you to listen. We're capitalists here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the seven, no shame. 7 a.m. keyword is viral, V-I-R-A-L, viral. And you text that to the cash contest line, text line, which is 72881. That's 72881. The word is viral. All right. I just, the propaganda here is driving me nuts, and I'm hearing it in our Fox News, and I know that's not your fault, Lee.
Thank you.
I don't think they could find their rear end as reporters.
Sometimes I know.
The bathroom down the hall around the corner from the newsroom cannot find. And we run their feed, and that's not our choice and their choice. It's just what it is. They are not telling you the truth about how they're going to pay for this infrastructure package, and I just heard it in their news again. They're saying that they're going to crack down on the wealthy. No, they're going to crack down on you. And if I have to do this every hour, I'll do it every hour. Let's go back to the Wall Street Journal's reporting on this. So Wall Street Journal's reporters run left. They tend to be leftists, except on the editorial page. I also have this from Reason Magazine. So I've got a right-wing source and a left-wing source. Here's what Wall Street Journal says, how they would crack down, okay? They're going to double the size of the IRS. 85,000 new agents. Paid for with $80 billion new dollars of spending. Okay, for context, right now there are between 72,000 and 74,000 IRS employees. So this is an army. I mean, there are countries that don't have standing armies this big. And the lie they're telling on Fox News, too, and like on the television, not just on the radio, is, oh, we're going to go after the rich. Yeah, go after them, man. I hate rich tax cheats. Well, who's a rich tax cheat? That would be you. To pay for this infrastructure plan, and let me tell you, nobody wants roads and bridges this badly. They will give the IRS, the new army, the same spy powers the NSA has, but they will be targeted to your bank account. Again, your Amazon, Venmo, PayPal, anything you use to transfer money. They're going to have it all. Every transaction ever. No more privacy ever again from the federal government. They will know everything you buy. They will know every time you go to the gun store. They will know what you purchase there and how much you spend. You want that? No, nobody wants bridges and roads that bad. Wait a minute, are rich people using Venmo and PayPal accounts? Probably not hedge fund managers, no. No, they're coming after you. Now, as the Wall Street Journal points out, aside from ending privacy from your government forever, this isn't even going to be a very effective way to collect enough taxes to pay for this plan. They estimate they will only recover 10% of outstanding. In other words, they're not going to get enough tax money, Lee, to pay for this. And they're not going to get enough tax money to even pay for the expansion of the IRS. So this is just a naked bid to, expand the deep state. I don't know how else to put it. And again, I'm not making this up. You can read it for yourself in the Wall Street Journal. The headline on the article is Biden's IRS plan would double agency staffing, target cryptocurrency. They don't want you hiding your money from them anywhere. So it would even come down to transfer account payments, like when Bank of Dad pays kid struggling to pay for apartment. Like all of that will be scrutinized by the new army, the IRS, that you can't ever hide from. So that's not good. Now you're thinking, oh, well, I don't do anything wrong, so they won't look at me. No, they don't need a warrant. Not with these new spy powers. They just go look you up on a computer. And that's been a huge problem before, Lee. I mean, we just had this just broke again. NSA reveals in FOIA response that the FBI broke the law 16,000 times last year. They decided to just background search 16,000 Americans using the NSA database that they have. They shouldn't have that database. It's illegal. In that database are your emails, your texts, all your communications, who you call, when you call. And they have searched it illegally without a warrant 16,000 times just last year. And they usually averagely, they break the law between usually about 12 and 19,000 times a year they do that illegally. And every year the FISA court puts out a strongly worded letter on it asking them to stop breaking the law. Every one of these, by the way, is a felony. But to the FBI, they do what they want. So I guess the IRS got jealous and they want to be able to troll these accounts too. But they'd be trolling your bank accounts. And I just want to note, this is exactly the system that China implemented before they overlaid the social credit system on top of it, where they judge you for the books you buy and the movies you watch. So if you are, you're still not allowed to watch banned books, you know, read banned books or watch movies. It's just there's some propaganda that, you know, in movies they'd rather you take in. So if you're watching a lot of movies without the propaganda versus the ones the Communist Party wants you to watch, then you get docked for that. Your score goes down. If they decide they want you eating collard greens this week, instead of bok choy, then your social credit score goes down if you buy the wrong thing. So they will be able to do that on the back of this system. I got to tell you what, Lee, there ain't no roads or bridges worth any of that.
No.
And Lindsey Graham, man, he's out there spinning this same propaganda. Oh, we're going to go after the rich. They're the ones cheating. No, they're coming after you. Like I said, the hedge fund managers aren't out there using Venmo to transfer money.
No.
They're
no.
not. They're not using PayPal.
No.
You know what I mean? To fund the hedge fund.
No, that's where they're getting their funds from, from the investments in those platforms.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm sure they may find some offshore accounts of rich people, too, this way, since we won't be able to hide anything from them ever again. And, you know, this is really scary if you think about it, because what do we see right after January 6th, we saw the, you know, Bank of America voluntarily turning over the bank records of anybody who bought a plane ticket to D.C. for any reason.
Yeah.
And if you had a weapons purchase around the time of January 6th, your Bank of America turned your records right over to the FBI, probably illegal.
Now, I just got to tell you, though, I get so tired of hearing this. The terms infrastructure. Please, how many times have we heard about infrastructure and you say that you're going to fund it and it never happens?
No, it never does.
It never happens. And then you get these things, oh, we're going to cut down on graft and corruption and federal program. Yeah, right.
Exactly. That'll never happen.
This is from the government, like I said last hour, that just lost $400 billion worth of your tax dollars in fraudulent payments for COVID relief funds and unemployment benefits.
Yeah, that was
$400 billion.
And it was stolen by the Chinese, the Russians, and again, I keep forgetting the
African nations. We could put another aircraft carrier off the coast of China for that, for crying out loud.
Well, China may actually do that with the money.
Exactly,
Because remember New York Post quoted the security expert who was saying, look, this theft wasn't some guys in China. The governments of Russia and China were knee-deep in this theft. So, I mean, you know what that shows, too? Okay, so our poor kid's going to have to pay back $400 billion, right?
No.
Half the unemployment paid out because of COVID. You know what that shows me? We didn't even need it.
Exactly. That's what we've been saying all along. We didn't need all the stimulus stuff.
In fact, I have one. And you know what's weird? I think these politicians wanted them to steal it. Because not a peep has been said about that. Not a thing. You think there'd be at least, you know, a couple of outraged Republicans on Fox or something. Nobody cares. They're like, oh, well, China can have it. And, you know, there's these days like this that I wonder about the last thing that John Ratcliffe told us. Remember, he's a former federal prosecutor from Texas. The head, the director of National Intelligence, DNI, the single highest ranking intelligence post, higher than CIA, higher than FBI, sees all their stuff. Let me remind you, this could explain why nobody in Congress is saying a darn thing about China, Russia, and some other country, I forget, stealing all that money. They're probably on the payroll.
You wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with six times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the director of national intelligence that that I went and briefed both the House and Senate intelligence committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
And did nothing about it. By the way, that's Catherine Herridge on CBS.
They were surprised and troubled that they'd found out about it. Because
And I mean, so we know China's behind this, right? We know Russia's behind this. Not a word out of them. Yeah. It's almost as if they wanted them to have the money. Or they just don't dare say anything about it because it might make the people who pay them off or have the bribery material angry. I don't know. I mean, this country is bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. So if you're mad about the IRS going to know everything about you and you'll never have any privacy again, you just want to blow off some steam, give Lindsey Graham's office a call. He's all for it. He figures you won't figure it out till it's too late. What he's actually backing here. So, they're not going to leave you alone going after the rich. You are the rich, and you will have no privacy anymore, ever again, if this passes. And all allegedly for a couple of roads and some bridges that'll probably never get built anyway.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, so we've got the audio fixed now. I'm going to make this up to you. I think this really is the clip of the week. It was on the Battleground podcast yesterday, along with a bunch of other stuff going on, including an explanation of what the C3P program is. Thinking C3PO, no, only I wish it would be that. It's a new partnership by the federal government, their name for it, C3P, not mine. Partnership between federal government tech companies and others, private sector entities, they don't say who, and groups, to prevent violence by you. You won. That won't affect me. I'm not going to be violent. Oh, no. It's Minority Report style. They're going to look at whether you're getting politically radicalized. That is to say, you might have voted for somebody other than Joe Biden. And they're going to decide whether you are politically radicalized, even if you've never mentioned violence and would be appalled by such a thing. Looking at your social media post, whatever you've put online. Now, remember when we had Alim Bukhari on the show? He's written a best-selling book about big tech. He's Breitbart's undercover tech guy. He writes about tech. And he said people were telling him that Google, this is people, sources of his inside of Google, we did a whole Battleground podcast on it, that they were developing algorithms that could tell from your writing style what your politics was. So even if you're not writing about politics, posted an essay you wrote once or, you know, a write-up for your business online, they can analyze the the way that you write, the way that you use speech and figure out what your politics is. And I just thought it was interesting that we found that out less than a year ago. Now, all of a sudden, we need this partnership called CP3. Anyway, all the details of it are on the Battleground podcast. You can get that by texting the word Battleground to 71307. And it's, of course, to cut down on white supremacy. Here's Frank Figluzzi. He is a former assistant director of the FBI for counterintelligence. You got to understand as you hear this, that if you get to make your money commenting on one of the conspiracy media channels for, you know, as a former FBI person, you're on conspiracy media, you're on NBC, ABC, CBS, something like that. In this case, MSNBC. They don't just let you go out and say whatever you feel. If you're saying things that they don't want out there, they will yank you. It is a privilege to be allowed to make your living this way after working for the FBI. He said this. He has done two more interviews since. They didn't yank him. That means the FBI is fine with this. And he is saying that we it's not good enough anymore just to go after the racist, extremist, and bigots. That'd be you and I. But they need to go after members of Congress, too, because they have a cult-like status. So we're going to have to arrest members of Congress. Now, he's not suggesting for crimes or anything. Just we got to break the cult. FBI folks, if you want a window into how do you think, and this should be a wake-up call for those of you who are like, whoa, it's just the people at the top. It's only Mueller and in. No, it's not. It's how they think inside this agency.
Look, Chris Wray testified publicly on the Hill that what happened on January 6th is domestic terrorism. What have we learned from our experience with international terrorism? In order to address that problem, arresting low-level operatives is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. Mm-hmm. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
What, why are they on TV saying this stuff? They're softening you up for CP3. That's what they're softening you up for. And by the way, I didn't come up with CP3. This is the Biden administration's program. You need to listen to Battleground podcast. You can understand what they're going to do with CP3. You get that again by texting Battleground to 71307. One of the most important battlegrounds I've ever done. And so they're not worried about you. You are the target. They don't care what you think. The problem is the folks on the left. Because, see, people on the left, this is a mixed country. I mean, they got moms and dads and grandmas who are Trump supporters. And so they got to work on them. It's going to be, you know, hard when there's an FBI boot through grandma's door. That's what he's talking about. So I know I sound nuts, but I'm not crazy. I'm just playing the audio. This is how they think inside the FBI. You will notice not one time in there did he ever mention any actual crimes. He's talking about cult-like status, followings. We have to arrest people who think wrong. Crime doesn't even factor into it. By the way, let me ask you a question here. He's talking about the violence of terrorism on January 6th. Let me ask you a question. Only one Capitol police officer was murdered this year. It was horrific. He was run over by a car, and then to finish the job, the terrorist got out, stabbed him to death. A horrific crime. Was the terrorist a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter? Do you know the answer to that question? There's only one Capitol police officer been murdered this year by an activist, by a protester. Was it a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter? I bet you 85 to 90% of our population couldn't get the answer to that question right. Well, I'm going to answer it for you. It was a Biden supporter. He was also a Farrakhan supporter. He hated cops and had been weaponized by the left's rhetoric. There have been no officers murdered by Trump supporters. We support law enforcement. We generally respect them. We did have a Trump supporter murdered by law enforcement. She was unarmed at the time. We still don't know his name. This would never be allowed if she were black or Antifa, which I might add did over $2 billion worth of damage. $50 million alone in Kenosha in a single night. So, yeah, now find it. This is fun and interesting. This former assistant director of the FBI never mentions the left or their violence. You can only conclude they're totally cool with killing Capitol officers as long as the right people are doing the killing. They don't care about that. They don't care about January 6th, where no officers were killed. See the problem here? It's a big problem. And by the way, I've got, you got to hear the next segment, especially if you're in law enforcement. You need to hear what is happening around the country. This is coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How much do you look forward to that cup of coffee? Look, I'll admit, because it's always the first step. I am an addict. If you're an addict too, you know. I actually start looking forward to the cup of coffee that I'm going to have the night before. A lot of times I want to have it the night before, but I can't. I'll be up all night. I can. Some people, my husband, I'm jealous. He could down a cup of coffee even too, and then bam, right to bed. No problem. Out cold. Not me. Well, they finally answered this age-old question. When exactly, like exactly when do you have to stop drinking coffee so it won't keep you up at night? This is the largest study of its kind ever. They tracked 500,000 people for more than a decade to answer this question. And the answer is, you must stop drinking coffee with caffeine. I mean, obviously it's decaf, drink it, whatever you want. You must stop drinking coffee 6 hours before bed. So whenever your usual bedtime is, you got to roll that back. So it's 6 hours, largest study ever. University of Edinburgh, team of researchers in Scotland looked into it. They also found coffee drinkers were 49% less likely to die of chronic liver disease. You know what I think that is? I have a theory, and I don't know what you think. That when I drink coffee, like I can get on like a Saturday halfway through the day without eating. If I drink coffee, I'm just full. It fills me up. It's very filling. It's you eat less, you get less fat in your liver, get less fatty liver disease, you live longer. I bet that's it. I bet it's nothing to do with the coffee. It's just heavy. Fills you up. So you don't eat. And I bet if you don't want to eat, you want to eat less. You don't. That's my theory. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Although I have gotten so much right in the last year that the scientists got wrong. So for whatever that's worth. Anyway, 6 hours before you go to sleep and you're good. Okay. Law enforcement. If you're out there, and I know so many of you listen to the show because you text in all the time. You need to watch your back like you never have before. I don't know if you guys realize how hunted you are right now. Or, well, I bet you got a pretty good idea of what's going on. A total tragedy in Arvada, which is in Colorado. Police officer ambushed and executed simply for wearing the uniform. So we're talking about ambushes here. We're not talking about officer pulled a guy over. Guy just didn't feel like going to jail. There's a warrant out for him, so he shoots the officer, right? That's an old story. Happens all the time. No, we're talking about people the officer is not interacting with at all and has no interest in, seeing the badge, seeing the uniform, flipping out and executing them. It's spreading. It's getting worse. It's all over the country. This is just the latest, and it's heartbreaking.
And in Arvada, Colorado, it was a police officer killed for a shocking reason. Police there say on Monday a cop was targeted and ambushed, all because he was a law enforcement officer.
I can tell you that Gordon was targeted because he was wearing an Arvada police uniform and a badge. Officer Beasley was ambushed by a person who expressed hatred of police officers.
Tragically, a Good Samaritan, 40-year-old guy who saw this go down and tried to save the officer, was also murdered by the terrorist. Now, this is a terror attack. January 6th was not a terror attack. No officers were killed in that one. The only officer, Capitol Police officer, to be tragically murdered this year was not murdered by a Trump supporter. He was murdered by a Biden supporter. Yet Biden stood up in front of the whole world at the G7 and told the whole world that Trump supporters had murdered a Capitol Police officer. It was a flat out lie. Although in Joe's case, it's not clear if he keeps up with current events or what's even going on in this country enough to know he was lying. Maybe he was just reading the teleprompter and they were lying. After all, Jen Psaki, his Circle Back spokesperson, has told that lie in the last couple of weeks that Trump supporters murdered an officer. They did not. The guy voted for Joe, advocated for Joe, hated Trump, and was a Louis Farrakhan supporter. He rammed two Capitol Police officers, murdering one and hurting the other. To make good and sure he killed him, he got out and repeatedly stabbed him with a knife. Did you hear much about that? No. That FBI agent who wants to persecute Congress members for being Republican? He talk about that? No. That's a terror attack. And it's going on all over the country. These are terror attacks. They are driven by the cult-like following of left-wing leaders, not right-wing leaders. They're driven by the lies the media tells almost constantly. So I want to warn you guys who are in uniform, and you may know, and I want to warn your families, because you may be with your family. Take that uniform off when you don't have to have it on. I have seen recently an officer dropping his daughter off at a practice, and he's still in uniform. Take it off. They are gunning for you. Let me just give you a round. Just give you an idea of how bad this problem is. It's just all over the country. And some of these, in a lot of them, thank God the officers end up surviving, or the deputies do. And so they don't make the national news. And shootings of officers are up 40% this year. Not surprising with the media's rhetoric, right? But that only records, I'm sorry, murders of officers are up 40%. But that only records the murders. These ambushes are going on everywhere. Let's just run through it. Massachusetts. Ambush attack. Again, remember, an ambush is not the time-worn tale of officer pulls somebody over, guy doesn't want to go to jail, guy shoots officer. No, these are people targeting officers merely for wearing the uniform. Massachusetts. Canine died a hero trying to save the two officers. They also got shot. That was in June. Let's keep rolling backward. I got lucky. Here's another one from Colorado. Deputy shot in ambush, goes home. Deputy Michael Hutton, May 26th. He was ambushed too. So this is just ambushes. Just for wearing the uniform, attempted execution. It's all over the country. California deputy and hostage wounded. Suspect killed. That was an ambush. Oklahoma man. We're just in May 2021. Oklahoma man rams patrol car before firing on officer. That's an ambush. He wasn't interacting with the guy. May 5th. Nashville cop, wounded by 911 caller, set up in a, say with me, ambush. He survived, thank God. We got one from April. This guy used a Molotov cocktail. Ambush attack. Let's see where we keep going. Virginia, January 20th, 2021. The woman riding along with the officer also shot in the ambush attack. December, officer shot in hostile mob ambush. He was a New Jersey trooper. He was later named Trooper of the Year. Minnesota, law enforcement. This is from November 30, 2022. Officers wounded in shooting, ambush attack. Here's another one from California, November 10, 2020. Knife-wielding man stabs California cop, ambush attack. Was not interacting with him. This one's from November 9th. Maryland cop wounded. Suspect killed. Good, that's good news. After opening fire into unmarked car, he was in uniform, ambush attack. New Orleans police, ID shooter, shot in French Quarter, he was ambush attacker. This happened before, folks. Wow, we've never seen this. These are in unprecedented times. Oh, this isn't unprecedented. No, it actually happened. All of this has happened before. And it escalated. From what I'm describing now to much, much, much worse. When was that? You mean there's history of this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. About 100 years ago, almost exactly. I'll tell you where it was and how it ended next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And in Arvada, Colorado, it was a police officer killed for a shocking reason. Police there say on Monday a cop was targeted and ambushed, all because he was a law enforcement officer.
I can tell you that Gordon was targeted because he was wearing an Arvada police uniform and a badge. Officer Beasley was ambushed by a person who expressed hatred of police officers.
Yep. Before they killed the terrorist, he was able to kill a Good Samaritan who tried to defend the officer as well. Now, this is real terrorists. We have actual domestic terrorism in this country. Don't kid yourself. It's all from the left, 100%. All from the left. Just like the Capitol police officer who was murdered, run down by a car and stabbed to death. It's a brutal crime. Joe Biden voter. Farrakhan supporter. Weaponized by the media with lies. So I do this because I know a lot of you in law enforcement listen. You don't, I did a very summary version of all of these ambushes. Most officers survive them, thank God. And so they're not really widely publicized. But this is happening, as best I can tell, somewhere between 3 and 5 times a month now in this country. Maybe more. I'm probably missing little haunts and hollers this is going on in. And you are being targeted because of the weaponized lies the media has told about race. But this is not the first time. History tends to repeat itself. And we're on a collision course with that. You know what the first time? This is eerie when you hear about it. And I've covered it extensively on the Battleground podcast. You know when this happened last? The lead up to the Russian Revolution, 1919. And for about 19 years before that, their revolution, their Marxist revolution, started with the murder of officers. The ambush of officers. Now, theirs was a very homogenous society. They didn't have race. So they used class, the Marxists did, instead of race. And officers were painted as class oppressors. And so it became very fashionable, I am not kidding, to throw acid in their faces and murder them. And the groups that did it were supported by the businesses and banks and corporations. They were very popular. They were very popular. And before those groups were done, they were breaking into individuals' houses that opposed their Marxism and killing entire families. History is repeating itself, folks. They're coming after the officers again. It's what they did, and it's what they're doing again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.